stood in a very red corridor by the box office in the Southwark Playhouse, and there's something playing next door. We've just left the bar. I'm with Dan Ings, who is the, I don't know what the technical term is, main dude?
Main dude, yeah, that's a technical term. Main dude, that's what you say.
In Howl's Moving Castle, and whenever I mention it online, people are like, oh my God, I've seen the film, it's great, it's amazing. Then you must come and see the next generation of this story.
God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. It's the next phase. It's the next phase in Howl's, in the moving of Howl's Moving Castle.
Have you read the book?
Yeah, bits of it, yeah. The first chapter or so. Yeah, no, I think, I've read bits of it. I've seen the film, though. The film's amazing.
I've never seen the film, so I came here completely virginal of mind.
Yeah.
I sat down and I saw this, I don't know, what would you call it? It's, for me, I was kind of ever so slightly sycophantic because I came here completely naked of mind, sat down there and goes, this is like a completely new genre. This is like projected film meets acting meets in-your-face dialogue.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's an experience in a way. And it's, I think you said to me the other day, sort of hopefully the way things are, or not hopefully, but the way things might be moving. I think the projection thing's been kicking around for a while, but maybe not in the, maybe not as much as we do here.
Everybody's now piling out. We've got violins and guitars and all kinds of stuff. When I said that I think this might well be the future of theatre, I'm thinking that this...
This is the past. You can,
if we were doing video, this would be probably funny. If you could see what these people are wearing.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, this is definitely a future direction for theatre.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, yeah. Well, potentially it could be very much so. The sort of interaction between film characters, recorded characters, and characters live on stage.
Now, timing on stage, I imagine, is a lot of kind of subliminal communication, physical and verbal, between actors. How does that work when some of the actors are projected?
We have a little buzzer, and if the stage manager gets it wrong, we just hear that and it electrocutes her.
I thought you'd been serious, and I was like, oh, secrets!
Yeah, exactly. No, I think that's just practice, really. Like, you know, it's the timing and them getting used to the way you want to do it. And, you know, Peter, who was our stage manager, who was on the desk, was doing it in rehearsals, was saying all the lines. So she starts to get a little feel for how you want to do it. And actually, it's brilliant, because we do, you know, I like to ad-lib a bit. I like to throw sort of different bits in there or whatever. And she's wicked at sort of preempting that and giving you pause for that and letting that happen, I think, yeah.
For me, it's a little bit, and excuse the geeky reference here, but it's a little bit like someone's managed to conjure up the holodeck and said, okay, let's have fun in the holodeck here where the surroundings are changing. You can be wherever you want, whoever you want.
See, yeah, exactly. I think if you're gonna bite off more than you can chew in a way like this, you might as well do it properly, and you can send the castle down a mountain, you can make it fly, do whatever, and just sort of... Yeah, just take it to the limit, really. I think you know, Davey, who did all the projections, Davey and Christine, I think they had a lot of fun with that, with Mike just sort of saying, well, why not? Do you know what I mean? Why not? And in rehearsals, we're doing that as well. Give him a globe to spin. Why not? Might as well.
And I can see Mike, that's Mike Sizemore, definitely as a lad. He's really enjoys some of the ad-libs that come out, because he says... It's like people have got their head right inside what's going on here, and some of the ad-libs just... I didn't notice that much of a difference from the last time I saw it, other than suddenly the music leapt out at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was so concentrated on the dialogue the first time around, because I was gripped by what you guys have to say. And I know Mike, and I know he's going to throw some references in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was studying everything that was said. Yeah. Just story, just narration, just kind of, I don't know. I was saturated, just tripped somebody up who's trying to walk past. Good.
Get her, take her out, 10 points. Get her.
So, this kind of setting where we are, when I walked in, I initially thought that the undergroundness and the damp and the smell of paraffin and the whole setting, I thought they'd done it especially for this.
Yeah.
That's accidental, isn't it?
Yeah, they've done it specially. They just came in here, they knew I was coming down, they thought, let's destroy this place before he gets too comfortable. I think, yeah. I mean, I haven't actually seen anything in the main space. I've only ever been in the vaults, which is, turns out they're pretty much the same thing.
Well, apparently the main space, and you hear all these people leaving now, everybody's leaving the main space. I hear it on good authority that it's only half as busy, half as loved as the space we were in tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the conversations, as you guys finished and we all started filtering out, and I hear somebody say, oh my God, steampunk Doctor Who. They were talking about you. How does that feel?
That feels like a warm hot fudge sundae caressing your chin. No, it's good. It's lovely to hear that. And I think, you know, that's spot on. That's what we wanted. It was, they pitched it to me as Doctor Who meets Amelie.
No way. Yeah, oh, no way. That, you got that in my head. I'll never get that out. That's right. I thought, if Amelie got Robert Downey Jr. to kind of play Doctor Who. I could see that.
Yeah, bit of Doctor Who. Bit
a much more affordable Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, but way more. Although, let's not spread the word on that. Just a little bit more affordable. I think a bit of, the references they gave me were Doctor Who with Nail. I think there's a bit of Papa Lazarou in there as well. A little bit of Jack Sparrow maybe, but definitely the Doctor Who thing is that bang on. That's great. That's a great compliment.
So tonight's how many nights into it?
We've done a week now, basically. We've got another four to go. I think three and a half.
Is it going to get any better than this? Surely not.
Oh god, it doesn't get much better than this. It will. Yeah, of course it will. I think it'll grow. I think the thing about this show is that I like to sort of throw in some more ad libs if we can, and just sort of keep building that. So it's a different show every time. And projections, there's still more projections coming, I think, and it'll just get tighter.
They keep rendering stuff, don't they? They keep buying bigger computers and going, let's throw this in.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just keep getting bigger and bigger. Let's not make any money on this show.
When you turn up one day and the audience is projected, then you've got to worry.
But then they can just project me as well, and then I can just be sitting backstage drinking whiskey.
Hang on, this is film.
Oh god, I've heard of that.
No, you so have to be in the room to see how hard you work and to see the movement. And for a gig like myself, to kind of forget the technology that's involved, that can't be anything but a good thing.
Yeah, that is awesome. I think you want it to be immersive. I think that at the end of the day, it's got to be about a story and about the characters, and this being a way to tell a story that you couldn't do on stage otherwise. I think, if we succeeded at all, it's in that way. That, like, you can't move a castle any other way, and do you know what I mean? In a space like
you driving it. You were driving it. I saw you with my own eyes.
I drove that thing. I think that's great, man. That, if as long as the audience sort of comes away feeling like, well, that made sense. It made sense that to hear that story and to hear it in that way, then we won. I think,
Dan, thank you so much. It's Howl's Moving Castle, and we are in the Southwark Playhouse, and it's on till
7th of January.
So you've got to see it soon.
Yeah, real soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Awesome.